And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
As the conclusion of President Trump's first term draws near, administration officials and appointees seem to sense that their time is limited and that they must act quickly to push through giveaways to favored special interests before a change in the nation's political leadership comes in 2021. That's certainly the impression one gets from the latest remarkable proposal from the acting head of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, a person installed a few months ago by Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. The proposal would allow predatory lenders who market so-called payday loans and car title loans to partner with out-of-state banks and thereby evade laws in states like North Carolina that place a cap on interest rates. Research shows that these predatory lenders make the vast majority of their profits by trapping borrowers in a cycle of repeat loans and perpetual high-interest debt. The proposed rule change would eviscerate our state's long-standing and hard-won consumer protections that have kept these bottom-feeder lenders and their triple-digit interest rate loans away. The proposal should be rejected out of hand. Francie Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.